May the Lord's peace and strength be with you, dear ones. I finished a song and I will be getting it up. I just have a few more things to do with vocal, but it should be up by tonight. I asked the Lord what was on his heart today, and he answered, "You are always on my heart, beloved. My desire is to draw you deeper and deeper into my heart for the lost." But you were correct when you asked me what I wanted to talk about, and I answered you, transparency. Jesus continued, "One of the most powerful weapons you have against the enemy is transparency with others. Why? Because when you have guile, that is to say motives other than what you appear to have, this is actually a subtle lie and perpetuates a false image, which you then have to constantly guard and reinforce. For instance, you noticed this morning someone came to do a chore earlier than usual. You suspected they came because they wanted to ask Father something and were impatient. You were correct. Why do they do this? They are afraid to be honest for fear of being denied their real intention. My people, please be honest. Live honestly. Don't ever try to mask your real motives. This is beneath you. One thing I do not want to see is deception or posturing. Be real, dear ones. There should be nothing to be guilty of in your life or communication with others. You should never mask your true motives for doing things or asking for things. If you know that something is disordered or in bad timing, don't do it. Wait for the proper time. If you know that something is questionable, don't try to cover it over with something more acceptable. Be honest in all your dealings. By the way, Claire, I am glad you confessed your shortcoming to Sister when she found you at the computer during prayer time. That was honest. You should never try to look holy when you are doing something less than ideal. I want this community to be without guile. Do not ever do something you would be ashamed to be caught doing. Be honest and transparent with one another. This is not the world. This is preparation for heaven, where all thoughts are laid bare and open to be seen by everyone. No one here should be afraid of being caught doing something they do not feel good about. And if they are, there is mercy and understanding. Remember, my loved ones, I am the one who sees everything. There should be nothing in your life you would be ashamed for others to see. That's devious and opens the door for a habit of misrepresentation or lying, which also weakens you and opens the door for sin. If you know you are being held to a strict accountability, it may prevent you from sinning. In the world, and as you are growing up, you quickly learn what is acceptable and what is not. And if your behavior runs contrary to that, you will devise many ways to mask your true motives. That is being devious. And in this world, my world, in this monastic setting, you are only postponing the truth from being exposed and helped and dealt with. You see here, I want you to love one another so much that you make allowances at times for the weaknesses of others. And when you know something devious is going on, that's the time to pray for that soul. There is no one here who does not have an issue they are less than proud of. But knowing that about one another gives you the opportunity to exercise brotherly love, because you are all on the way. A brother or sister who uncovers their weakness can give courage to another with a similar problem. And together, praying for one another, you can conquer it. Another aspect of duplicity is that truth is withheld from those who could benefit from knowing it. For instance, if Mother Claire does not know that a certain job is really hard for you, she cannot exercise the charity you need to overcome it or to avoid it. Making decisions about things is so much easier when you know what is best for a soul. And all of you, leadership included, should always be very upfront about your flaws and shortcomings, lest you become hypocrites, putting on a face that doesn't reveal your real feelings and actions. On the other hand, if you are being charitable to help another, even when it doesn't suit you, that is virtue. You don't want to make them feel bad for having a need, so it is best. Keep a cheerful countenance. I love to see truth and transparency in my brides. I love to see a community bending over backwards to help those who are in a difficult season of their lives or a difficult time. I love to see brotherly love exercised joyfully and a true openness to who you are and who you are not. On the other hand, I hate devious behavior and covering over the truth. Satan will use that to lock you into a habit of lying. In the end, the truth will come out. And besides that, I am seeing the truth, and what you are before me is what you are before men and nothing more. Have courage, my dear ones. I am for you, not against you. And together we will conquer the shadow areas in your lives. My grace is with you.